The federal government is struggling to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat with its media legislation. Crossbencher Bob Catterwood this morning put up his proposal for a media watchdog that's at arm's length from the government. It's the last roll of the dice for the government to get another of its media bills through Parliament before it rises tonight. There's another issue still on the boil too, with the leadership speculation intensifying. Some MPs are urging Kevin Rudd to make himself available. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
It's D-Day for the government's media proposals. Previous self-imposed deadlines have come and gone. With heightened pressure on her leadership, Julia Gillard is trying to salvage as much of the package as possible.
What we want is a people's watchdog. We don't want a watchdog for the government, which is what the government's proposing.
Crossbench MP Bob Catter is pushing for a media diversity regulator of three people appointed by a panel of 12.
I think there's every likelihood that the legislation that I'm putting forward will get up, and the other legislation is all centred around this government-appointed watchdog, which I don't think anyone's going to support that outside of the government.
The Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, isn't giving up.
The crossbenchers are still considering. We are in discussions and Parliament's still discussing the issue, so I'm not going to preempt the independence.
Is this a government or is this just a Julia Gillard Preservation Society?
The opposition's Malcolm Turnbull says the way the debate's been run is absurd.
Having said last week that they would not barter or negotiate with the crossbenchers, they are now, and indeed have been for the last 24 hours, doing just that. This is an embarrassment and a humiliation, and if you were a Labor Member of Parliament, you'd have to be asking yourself this. Did I get elected to Parliament to outsource the policy-making function to Bob Catter?
Two of the government's six media bills have gone through both houses of Parliament. Bob Catter says the best Labor can hope for is support for just one more.
The rest of the legislation will fall over, as rightly it should.
While the government's pulling out all stops to strike a deal on media rules, the Gillard and Rudd camps have been on their phones and holding meetings, trying to shore up support and count the numbers. Stephen Conroy, a staunch Gillard supporter, says the numbers are clear.
Julia Gillard has the strong and overwhelming support of the caucus.
But a key Rudd supporter insists she's lost her majority. As today is the final sitting day of Parliament before a seven-week break, Kevin Rudd's camp is trying to precipitate a leadership change. Another of his backers says MPs have been urging Kevin Rudd to, quote, make himself available, deliberately not using the word challenge, because Mr Rudd has steadfastly ruled out challenging the Prime Minister.
Alexandra Kirk reporting.